From the campus of Winston-Salem State University, welcome to Future Focus Now, giving you great conversations with great guests from Winston-Salem State University and beyond. And now your host, WSSU Chancellor Elwood L. Robinson.
Thank you for joining the show for this special graduation celebration. We're having a conversation with four individuals who are graduating this week from Winston-Salem State University. First up, Angelique Castro. Angelique Castro is a psychology major from Salisbury, North Carolina. After graduation, she will be traveling to New York for a summer internship at Camp Ramapo to work with children with social disorders. Following her time there, she will enter a program for massage therapy. Ultimately, her career goal is to become a clinical mental health therapist. That's who I am. My next guest is Tadrina Coleman. Tadrina Coleman is a graduating senior and mass communications student from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Upon graduation, she will be working with the creative team, get this, at Interscope Records through the Universal Music Group HBCU program. Ultimately, Tadrina aims to take her creative talents to the next level as a media and entertainment executive. Next up, Taven Felton Stackhouse. Taven Felton Stackhouse is a graduating senior, political science major, a mass communication minor from the great city of High Point, North Carolina. After graduation, he will be interning for the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, the Honorable Nancy Pelosi. One day, he hopes to become a U.S. Senator and believes this internship will be a huge stepping stone on that path. An additional goal for Taven is to work at the Department of State as a political officer. He hopes that will lead to becoming a foreign ambassador or Secretary of State. My last guest tonight, Lewis Moore. Lewis Moore is from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and is a graduating senior and sports management scholar. Throughout his 4 years at WSSU, he has been involved in various leadership positions. Upon graduation, he will be working as a sales associate with the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks. His overall career goals are to become a group sales manager or manager of sales development. He also wants to create a program in which the Milwaukee Bucks targets more students from HBCU. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Future Focus Now. Four amazing guests who this week will be graduating from Winston-Salem State University. I can't wait. Welcome to Future Focus Now, everyone. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. You're doing amazing things. Are you ready for graduation? Who's ready? Everybody ready for graduation? Talk to
yes.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Not even there.
I can't wait. I can't wait for graduation. Tell me about your graduation. Why are you so ready? Angelique, what's happening?
Listen, it's been a wonderful journey, but it is time for me to go. And just like it is, Listen, it's time for me to go serve.
It is time for you to go serve. We're going to talk about the amazing internship that you have, but tell me about graduation. Who's coming to graduation and when are you graduating? When is your graduation?
Mine's Friday, this Friday.
So Friday, 9 o'clock, six. When are you graduating?
9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. Who's coming?
My parents.
All right. They're coming from Salisbury?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome. T, that's what I call you. I've been knowing you as T Chidrina, I mean, you certainly, I told you guys you had to have energy. I didn't have to tell you that you had to have energy because you always have energy. You're one of the greatest ambassadors ever from Winston-Salem State University. Take us through graduation. You ready to graduate or you want to stay a little while longer?
I'm absolutely ready to graduate. It has been a long 4 years, but I'm so excited for what this next chapter will bring for me.
Yeah, you're coming up. Who's coming to graduation? I did. We have three people. We lost two people. We still have Lewis, Taven. You guys still with me? And so you guys are still here. I think we have two people who are still here. Well, let's go to Taven then. Tell me about what are your plans for graduation?
I'm excited for graduation. Finally, walking the stage. I've enjoyed my time here and all the things I did and programs and everything. But it's time for me to exit like every student and graduate and get my degree and walk across the stage.
Well, look, I'm excited about the fact that your graduation. We'll get into a little bit later some of the amazing work that's coming in front of you. Lewis, you're ready for graduation, man. Seeing you all the time, looks like you've been here for a long time, but now it is time to graduate. Tell us about graduation.
I'm ready. I remember watching graduation as a kid, and now I get to be a part of that experience. It's something that's so magical and just unique to our university.
Yeah. How important is it to you that you get a chance to graduate in person?
I think it's something that we just need. It's really just one of those necessities, especially coming from an HBCU, going through all the trials and tribulations that we've gone through throughout these 4 years. It just helps just to see like all our hard work has paid off.
Yeah, look, I agree. I can't wait. Do you realize that we have not had a graduation in 2 years? We have not at Winston-Salem State University because we missed last year. And so I'm looking forward to this graduation. We have four graduations, five if you include the virtual graduation. And so I'm excited about that. What are your plans for graduation? Now, this is graduation week, so I'm excited that you guys took time out of the graduation week to be on Future Focus Now. Do you have any plans leading up to graduation? It's only 2 days away, 3 days away for some of you.
For me, I'm moving to Milwaukee next Saturday. So right now I'm just moving all my stuff to my parents' house, then from Durham back to Milwaukee. So that's pretty much what I've been doing right now. I did a campus tour today for a local group in Winston, but I haven't been doing that much, just preparing for my move.
Okay, great. Others, what are you doing for graduation?
I've been
okay. So,
go ahead, T.
Okay. This past week, I've been just walking around campus, you know, taking in the final last moments, you know, looking at some of the places where when I first got here that I went to and visited. Some of my friends been moving out, so it's been helping my friends move out and just spending my last moments with them.
Yeah. And then when you talk about getting to Winston-Salem State University and a little bit about your journey, because I'm interested in the experience. And what I want to present to the audience tonight is to take them through what it's like coming to an HBCU like Winston-Salem State University and now on the cusp of graduation. But also we'll talk a little bit about what's happening after graduation. Tell us a little bit about your journey coming here. And I'll start with Angelie and getting to Winston-Salem State and your journey.
So for me, how I learned about Winston-Salem State University, it was actually an alum. She was my youth church leader, and she had told me about the school, and I came and checked it out. And from the moment, it was just the energy, that band. I fell in love with the band. I said, this is where I need to be. So that's how I came across Winston-Salem State, and now it's just time for graduation, and it's been a very long journey. I have to say, but I'm excited for what the future holds.
It feels like it's a long journey, but it really hasn't been. It's actually been quick. You're a psychology major. I was a psychology major when I was in school. So how did you become a psychology major?
So me, you know, at first how it's always, oh, I want to help people. So that's how I kind of came around wanting to be a psychology major. And then, you know, actually being in the psychology major, it like in the classes, it led me towards the branch that I want to go to, which is clinical mental health.
Well, good luck with that. And let me know how I can help. I'm gonna reach out. I certainly still have some connections in the area. So reach out to me after you finish your internship. Lewis, tell us about your journey to Winston-Salem State University.
My journey to Winston-Salem State is pretty unique. I'm actually a second generation Ram. Both my parents met here in spring of 94. So really, truth be told, I love Winston-Salem State. I came on a tour when I was a senior in high school, and it was just amazing. Just seeing things from a different perspective, not as a kid, but as a hopefully a current student, it really just changed my whole perspective on college. And it really gave me a second chance and a chance to really rebrand myself from who I was in high school.
Yeah. And you come, Lewis, and you've been here, and you've been involved in a number of different activities, leadership positions. Take us through that journey as well.
When I first got to Winston-Salem State, I didn't really know what leadership was. I had all these ideas, but I didn't know where to put them. Thankfully for Shelly Broussard and Miss Heather Davis, they really put me in places where I can excel. I've been a part of CAB. I've been a part of CLMC. I've been a part of the campus ambassadors. And even within my major, I was a president for 3 years. Just being a part of those leadership roles put me in spaces that I never would have dreamed of or imagined. So I'm thankful for all the leadership positions I've had and opportunities that were presented to me.
Yeah, and you continue to serve. I just heard you say that you did a tour today
yes, sir.
For some visitors. So you can, yes, I mean, you're working right up to graduation.
Excuse me?
I said you're working right up until graduation.
Always. The word never stops.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. Tadrina, take us through your journey to getting to Winston-Salem State.
So I actually found out about WSSU when one of my old Sunday school teachers brought me to an open house event. I had no idea what WSSU was, but it was just something that she did annually for the students at our church, just to bring them to WSSU and show them what it is. But honestly, as soon as I stepped on campus, I felt so at home. I felt the family-oriented atmosphere, and I knew that this is somewhere that I could possibly be. So that's when I added WSSU to my college list. Now, although WSSU was not first on my list, I ended up here because it was the cheapest option, but it was honestly the best decision ever. WSSU, even though I may not have chosen WSSU first, WSSU chose me, and I'm honestly grateful for the journey that I've had since I've been here. You know, I feel like I started a legacy. I'm leaving a legacy. I've done so many great things. I've had so many opportunities, and I've met so many great people. So WSSU is so amazing. I will always ride hard for WSSU because it's definitely responsible for a lot of my accomplishments in life.
Thank you for that. Taven, your journey here, sir.
My first time ever coming to Winston-Salem State University was in middle school for a hip hop summit that Ms. Shelly Broussard put together. And when I was here, just even in middle school, it was a lot of energy and like the family feel, and it never left me. And so when I got to high school and my senior year had to pick which university I wanted to go to, WSSU ended up first on my list. And then hearing from some alumni about, I told them I wanted to be a political science major, and hearing from them about good professors like Dr. Little and things like that. And so when I left for my middle college in High Point, WSSU was the first place I wanted to go to. I applied here. I got accepted into the other university I applied to, but it was something about WSSU and the family atmosphere that I wanted to be a part of. And then once I got here, I just wanted to be involved on campus, and which led me to being in the Senate this year and PAC co-chair and everything like that, and putting together so many things. I just wanted to use the stuff that I had to give it to university to make things better for everybody.
Yeah, look, thank you so much for that. And we appreciate that. I, I posted on my Facebook page where you guys were going to do your internships, and I said, you know, look at what you get, you know, with your HBCU experience and your HBCU degree. You guys all decided to come to an HBCU. Talk about that decision. I know, Lewis, you said you're a second generation. I don't know about the rest of you, but how did you decide to come to an HBCU? And now, as we get into this, it's about really telling the HBCU story, because we want folks to understand what it's like coming to an HBCU and then the opportunities that you certainly can get while you're here. So take me through that. I'll start with you this time, T.
Okay. So I actually went to, from elementary to high school, I went to predominantly white schools. So once I got to high school and I became more politically aware, I knew that I needed to be somewhere that I could just be unapologetically Black, you know, somewhere that I could just be comfortable, where I could learn and meet people who look like me. You know, I was tired of being one of the only Black girls in my classes. So attending an HBCU, I was very intentional about coming here. So that's honestly why I chose to come to an HBCU. And I wanted to be taught, I wanted to be mentored and nurtured by people who look like me, because it honestly hits different when people who have similar experiences to you are teaching you and just taking care of you.
I love that. Angeli, you decided to come to an HBCU. Why?
So honestly, at first it was just, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know really the difference. Like, never heard of a PWI HBCU. For me, it was my decision of, it was the small class ratio. I wanted to have that one more of a one-on-one time with my professors, so they can get to know me and they can help me progress and excel in class. And I knew that I was gonna get that at an HBCU and not so much at a PWI.
Right. And how do you feel in terms of, after now having gone through that experience, what was the value of it? What did you learn from it?
Really, it was just so much of the networking. I knew that I needed to network, and it was more, that gave me more of an opportunity to get to know my professors. I know I'm going to need references from my professors, from people, faculty, and it just gives me that more of an opportunity to do that.
Great. Lewis.
I chose an HBCU because, personally, like Tadrina, actually me and Tadrina went to high school together. We went to a predominantly white high school. Personally, for me, it was like, it's a chance for me to really grow, grow within people that are like me, have the same struggle as me. And I know that at Winston-Salem State, or just in general at HBCU, you're surrounded by people that are just like you. We've all gone through the same things, and it's just an amazing feeling to be with people that are like you.
Great. Tavin.
For me, my parents went to an HBCU. A lot of my aunts and uncles went to HBCU. So it was like, why wouldn't I go to an HBCU? Even the time where I picked to come to HBCU, there's just a lot of things going on in the world. So like Tadrina was saying earlier, I just wanted to be with people who look like me, had the same experiences like me and things like that, and get education from an institution I know isn't going to see me as just a quota, but see me as an individual person who has his own identity.
Mm. You know, I'm interested in terms of, as you look at your experience, what is your legacy, and what are you leaving? How did this university change you, and how did you change the university by virtue of being here? What are your thoughts on that? What do you think, Tavin? You had a lot of experiences, worked with a lot of great folks. I heard you say Larry Little, you had exposure to a lot of folks. Tell me how it changed you, and then how you changed the university.
How it changed me, this university really like pushed me, and it really gave me a lot of tools to make me go out there and advocate for more things, and be more in tune with what's going on in the world and everything like that. And those skills helped me get like to places. Helped me get to meet the people who I met and build the connections I have now. While I'm leaving here at WSSU, I believe it's a lot. Where I helped to reestablish the United Nations Club on campus. I helped to rewrite the SGA Senate Constitution. For the political action, for the SGA Political Action Committee, I helped rebrand it, get it out there more, get connections with more people, like how we had the March for Chris Paul, the first march and the March for Chris Paul. We partnered with When We All Vote. We partnered with Campus Election Engagement Project and a number of other people. We partnered with LIFT to get students to the polls on Election Day. So things like that, just I feel like that'll be my legacy, the things that I helped put together for the university to better the university and the student body as a whole.
Mm. Wow. What's your legacy, Lewis?
My legacy here, so what I gained from the university is one quote by an alum. His name is Trey Cadet. He told me, sacrifice is your greatest currency. I heard that my sophomore year, and that propelled me to do any and everything in my power to be where I am right now, to be able to wear this jacket from the Milwaukee Bucks and get this job. But my legacy here at Winston-Salem State is really just a person who is genuine, someone who isn't afraid to talk to anybody, a person who bridges the gap between student leaders, faculty, and students. I'm just that middle ground, the type of person that you always can come to. If there's any event on campus, I'll be there because I know how it feels to have an event and have nobody come. The legacy that I left here will always continue to be here. It's through the walls, through the halls, through the CAF, through DJR, you're going to know that Lewis Moore was here and you're never going to forget him.
I love that. Angelique, what's your legacy? What are you going to leave us?
For me, it's just highlighting and focusing mental health. That was a main focus for me starting my sophomore year. And I made sure as a president of Active Minds, which is a mental health organization on campus, I made sure that I wanted to push mental health and the struggles that we face as minorities and as college students.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you bring that up, Angeline, I think that's so important. I think over the past year, particularly during the pandemic, there's been an increased focus on mental health on college campuses across the country. And I think that's a good thing, because it gets us talking about that. So I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's quite significant in terms of that legacy. Tadrina.
So WSSU has definitely taught me how to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, stepping outside of my comfort zone just so that I can grow. WSSU has also always taught me to be a leader, a visionary, an innovator. Those are three of my top words that I always use, because I had no idea the potential that I had until I made it to this campus. In terms of my legacy that I've left on this campus, I believe that I more so left a legacy and an impact on the students, you know, showing them that they can stay true to themselves, showing them that they can be bold, be proud, be you, encouraging them to have passion in everything that they do, and just showing them that WSSU has a place for every student. You know, it's a beautiful puzzle. You know, we are the pieces that fit into that puzzle, and we just make WSSU what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I should tell you guys, you're graduating in a few days, and I just got a text that the stage is up. So the stage is up. We're ready for you. Ready? You're going to go out and see the stage? Talk a little bit about some of the experiences that you've had. You know, Taven, you talked about a number of things that you involved in. When you look back over the last 4 years, what are one or two things that really stand out? I'm going to ask each of you that of your experience at WSSU. Taven, you talked about a couple of those. Give me one or two things that you really stood out and you're proud of.
One thing I'm really proud of is the March of the Polls, where we brought out 2,500 plus people. That's one of my biggest accomplishments right there. Putting it together, it was a long process. A lot of going back and forth sometimes, figuring things out, sometimes not knowing if we got everything. But that's probably one of my biggest highlights is that march right there. And it brought a lot of attention to our university and to our student body. And even I'm still getting praise from other campuses and other people at other campuses for how good, how big that was. And we were even complimented by the Biden-Harris campaign about how good that was and how impactful it was and how they saw it and they acknowledged it and everything. So that was very, that was one of the biggest highlights. Another one would probably be rewriting the Student Senate Constitution. It was a document that needed to be updated and adjusted. And I think the way it is now is very up to date, very thorough. This is complete, something that'll probably be here for a while and probably won't need much changing going forward.
Yeah. And those are two things that I want to really give a shout out to you, Taven, and your administration and the folks who worked on that. I think that's hard work. And oftentimes we don't get students who can get excited about it. And you guys got excited about it. You worked on it. It was great work. The other one that you mentioned is really the you know, going to the polls. I mean, last year, you know, what the political action, what the students did at Winston-Salem State, and really getting people to vote and voting themselves was historic. And I'm glad that you are proud of that. And those are two things that I'm proud of, the work that you've done as well. Give me two or three things, Angelie, that you're very proud of. Did you, in terms of as a psychology major, did you get a chance to get involved in any research at all?
I did not, which I kind of regret that I did not. I think I want to say that I am proud of my leadership role as for my organization, because that is my first leadership role that I've ever taken that made me get out of my comfort zone, which I was very proud of. And then also it's just how much I've networked, not just with professors and faculty, but also just with peers as well.
Okay, great work in terms of that. Two or three things most proudest of, Lewis.
Two things I would say was homecoming 2019. Being a part of the homecoming committee really opened up my eyes to what homecoming entailed, and just being at homecoming, really just the atmosphere, the food, the alums, the community, it was just amazing. But my second point would be Relay for Life in 2019. I actually coordinated the whole thing. We had a Relay for Life campaign for about 3 months. Within those 3 months, we were able to raise over $1,500. When I previously took on the project, we only raised about $100, and that was kind of an insult to me. When I was in Fayetteville, I joined the Junior American Cancer Society, and it just was an amazing experience to see all these people give to an amazing cause such as cancer. So I feel like that was one of my biggest accomplishments and experiences that I cherish forever here at Winston-Salem State.
Fantastic. Kadrina, two or three things stands out?
I would say first, the influence that I've had on student recruitment. I've even as a legacy leader, I've had new students come to me and say, hey, you know, I came to WSSU because I will always see you on Twitter, on Instagram, just repping WSSU, and I loved your school spirit. So I'm really proud of the exposure that I've been able to give WSSU just as a person. Two, I would say I'm very, very proud of the genuine connections I've made with students, faculty, and staff. I don't know, like, I'm just a very people person. So the fact that I've been able to make people feel at home when they speak to me, I make people gravitate towards me. I've helped mentor people and allow them to become confident in their talents. That's what I'm really proud of.
Well, that's right. And I'm proud of each and every one of you in terms of the work that you have done in terms of elevating Winston-Salem State University. Winston-Salem State University is better today because of you. But you also are a graduating class that has experienced something that no other graduating class has experienced. So talk to me a little bit about what it was like having your senior year. We were back on campus. We weren't in total lockdown, but it was almost a virtual experience. So tell me what that was like. Your senior year in a pandemic.
Hello? I guess okay. Who's going?
Yes, Louis, go ahead.
Okay, so for me, the pandemic, it really opened up new doors, a window of opportunity, if I will. For me, within my field, the sports industry, not everyone is now everyone wasn't like running around, going to meetings, doing all this traveling. Everyone's at home. Everyone was centralized. And I took that as an opportunity to put my name out. And it gave me a better opportunity to get a job. And then instead of me getting one job, I got six different offers because of the pandemic. Most people could see it as a negative experience. I saw it as a positive opportunity to further myself through LinkedIn, through research, through just building connections. I think this pandemic really has helped me and a lot of other seniors navigate the job market unlike the previous years has.
I mean, that's an interesting take on it, that you saw it as a positive in terms of the work that you did. Angela, your experience during the pandemic, what was that like?
It was hard as an aspect of school, but I do agree with Louis. It was a lot better with the, I started following more of doing what made me happy. I decided to quit my job because it's not a happy environment for me. So I just realized life was short. So I just started to doing what made me happy. I started volunteering a lot more. That's what made me apply for my internship so I can get more exposure. It made me focus on what I really wanted in life and after graduation.
Look, that's great. That's great. I mean, you start looking, at things that you want to do and things that make you happy. And I think that's important as well. During the pandemic, very different on campus, Tadrina, very different than, previous years. How was it for you?
College in a pandemic. Oh my goodness. It was extremely tough for me. I'm a mass communications major, so I'm a very hands-on learner. Virtual learning is something that I almost had a hard time adjusting to, but I did, of course. I do miss the engagement that I had with other students. I miss the engagement that I had with faculty and staff, but on the other hand, it did show me persistence and to make do with what I have, to use every opportunity that I have, make do with what I have. I don't know, I can't even lie, it was extremely tough and I have to be transparent about it. But for students like us that are always, ripping and running on campus, just doing something, I think Louis can attest that the pandemic did force us to kind of slow down a little bit because we were always in somebody's meeting. We were always doing something on campus. So I am grateful for the break that the pandemic provided me.
Yeah. Will it impact your graduation? Do you think you'll feel different about graduation having gone through the pandemic? You guys are graduating. In fact, on Thursday, I have 2020 that they're coming back to campus. I don't know what's going to happen with that group, but they're coming back to graduate as well. How do you think that's going to impact your graduation?
I think my graduation will honestly be much more emotional because we have gone through more than what we expected to. Some of us probably didn't even think that we would make it, but we did. So it will be very emotional. It'll be bittersweet, but I think that we're all very happy that we at least get to walk the stage despite the circumstances.
The stage is up. We're waiting for you. The stage is there. It's going to be a little warm, however, but we'll get through it. Taven.
Navigating this new normal, new temporary normal during the pandemic was hard. And there were some hard times and hard moments. I'm probably speaking for every student. When I say that campus was vastly different from how we're used to it. We're always with each other, always in the CAF on Wednesdays with each other, in DJR watching basketball games, or I know we miss going to the football games and basketball games in the gym, and everything. So it was a little weird. And then even for classes, it was kind of hard because some students, I know for me, I'm a very hands-on student who likes to be in person and talk like that, but being on Zoom after already a semester, after when we were sitting home being on Zoom, it was I'm kind of Zoomed out, IG lived out. I'm losing momentum, but it was the things that I had to look internal to find, like internal happinesses and find little things to be happy, like spend more time interacting with my friends, discovering the new like talents I have. Like I like to make graphics in my spare time, so it was just spending more time on that craft and perfecting that. I also enjoy politics, so it was like I had time to actually like sit down and do more in that field and everything. And even when it came to planning everything for the semester, elections related, it gave me a whole lot more time to put all my energy in that. Like once I got the position in June, July, the first day I had the position, I was already working and finding the ways that I can get the students out to go vote and be educated and informed and everything before election day. It was just finding different ways to engage with students on how to get them energized and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, great work, everybody. And I'll tell you, you know, being a chancellor during the pandemic is probably the worst. I mean, one, because, you know, so much of the work that we do at Winston-Salem State is about engaging and being with the students and enjoying the company of students and enjoying all that experience with you guys. And in many ways, I feel like, you know, I've lost a lot. And I think the graduation will certainly be emotional for me as well, to see you guys graduate, knowing what you've been through, but also so very proud of what you've been through. I think the students at Winston-Salem State University have been amazing during the pandemic. We've been a model. People have looked at us in terms of the way in which you have behaved and the way in which you have gone about your business. And that's been a joy for me and a privilege for me to serve as chancellor, to see you do what you have done. So I want to thank each and every one of you for that. So one of the things that we at Winston-Salem State University, we talk about having students get involved in high impact practices. And you guys are going to get involved in not only some high impact practices, but some amazing internships. And I got to talk about these because, you know, at the beginning and on my Facebook page, I posted all the places that you guys were going and everything that you were doing. So let's talk about what's next for you and then how you got to what's next for you. I'm going to begin with Taven on this one because I'm interested in where you will be interning. One, how you got the internship. And then as I read in your bio, you know, you think this is a stepping stone. I hope that it's a stepping stone to really getting into politics. I need to know, first of all, how you got started thinking about you wanted to be a politician.
Well, in middle school, and a lot of my middle school professors like can attest, like they saw it early on, even when I was in like the debate club and everything and how passionate I felt about things. Because during middle school, 2016, the election year for Obama's second term, how informed I was, how passionate I felt about everything going on. And even with being in like the debate team and everything like that, a lot of my teachers knew that I would either go on to be a lawyer or a politician one day. Just from that point on, and I wasn't shy about it. I told my family, my friends, and like a lot of them now are like congratulating me and are like, wow, you really knew exactly what you wanted to do. And like 100% just in middle school and everything like that. So it was like, that's where it like started at, right there in middle school, debating, arguing, and advocating on behalf of students just in middle school for like things we wanted to do at our school.
Yeah. When you came to Winston-Salem State University, then you get involved in the political science department, some very powerful individuals there. Tell us about how that shaped your political acumen, and then I want to get into what you're going to do next.
For here at WSSU, I had professors like Dr. Mui, Dr. D. Martin, Dr. McThompson, Dr. Little, Kamal, and each of them have their own teaching style and their own imprint that they've left on me. Dr. Little has left me with like advocating more, speaking up and fighting for many different things and many different issues, not just for Black people, but for all minorities and all people who are oppressed around the world. Dr. McThompson, it was help like getting me more involved with things, keeping up with things and staying on my toes about things, because he would ask me about it because he would know I was looking at it or know I knew somewhat about it, but would push me to dig deeper on it and understand it more. So did Dr. Mui. She was a professor of digging deeper and exploring more into a topic or a feeling or a theory or a thought that was like revolved around in politics. And each one had their own impact. And each of those traits like have stuck with me and have helped me to go further with the internship next after graduation. The SGA advisor, our SGA advisor, Orlando Mitchell, helped me with that. I had been talking about him, and I was talking about after graduation. I was like, I'm kind of nervous. I was like, I don't know what department I really want to go into. And he was somebody, a Ram who works in the office, Nancy Pelosi. He had gave Orlando his card. And so he was like, here, contact this person and have a conversation with them. And so I reached out to him. We had a conversation. And he was like, well, send me your resume so I can send it up and ask them if they're opening up any internships anytime soon. And I got a response like a week later where they were saying the spring semester application to be opening for a summer internship and everything that'll go into the fall and everything. So I applied. But the RAN that works at the office was so much help. But like even the interview process, my professors have prepared me for that interview process and everything, answering questions. And being knowledgeable, and even the experiences on campus, that when they saw my application, they were like, wow, your resume is really stacked and you really are involved and do all these things. That's really amazing. And so once I got they said, we'll call you back in a few days. I got a call back and they said, would you like to accept this position? I was like, of course I would. I honestly didn't think I would get it because when they were naming the people from different universities and the internship in the interview that have been in it from different universities, it was just like, I'm really competing with every college and university in the country, from Howard to Harvard to Yale to Stanford. Like, and I, from WSSU, was selected because I stuck out that much.
Yes, that's what we say. Yes, that's what we do as Rams, right? I mean, so what do you do, David? I mean, when people say, you say, I'm interning with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, how does that make you feel? And I mean, you got to be excited about that. That's big time, man.
At first, it was shock. It was still shock, like, oh wow, I really got this. But my mom's been doing most of the bragging to family members and people she worked with and everything, and they've been bragging too. But it's really exciting, and I'm really energized, and I feel like the WSSU has given me the tools to be ready to take on that internship and build those networks and connections while I'm there to further me forward in my career path.
Wow, man. Congratulations. Well done. That's fantastic. Angela, you going upstate. You're going to New York and camp, what is it, Ramapo, right? And this is a specialized camp. I don't know if people know a whole lot about this. Tell me how you ended up at this camp.
So basically with the whole pandemic, I just wanted to get more experience because not like everyone else. I wasn't that much involved on campus, but I knew that I needed to get experience. But I always knew even if I'm late, what's for me will be for me. So I just went ahead and took the opportunity, applied, and the whole application process went kind of quickly. One week they called me, had the interview. The next week they told me, you got it. We'll give you another interview. And so now I'm going to New York.
No, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, did you know about this place?
No.
I mean, no, this is an incredible place. I mean, this place has a, you know, a national reputation in terms of the work that they do. You know, I mean, tell us about the camp and what happens there.
So we'll just be having a day-to-day routines with the children, to showing them how to do basic things that, like, you know, cleaning, how to swim. We'll just be working with them and having to, you know, stay in a cabin with them. And basically we're going to be working and with them from morning to night for the whole summer.
Yeah, but tell us about who goes there. I mean, the resume.
Okay, sorry. It's kids with social disorders. So if they have like autism, stuff like yeah.
Yeah. I mean, an amazing camp. I mean, I've known about this camp for a long time. I mean, this is big time. Are you excited about it?
I am very excited.
And when do you leave and when do you start?
I leave June 13th.
You're leaving June 13th. You're gonna start the next day?
Yes.
You're gonna start the next day. Taven, when are you leaving? When do you start?
I start the day after 4th of July. All right. I'll be in the DC area.
Great work. And Tadrina, now we got you. You can do an internship at Interscope Records. Now, how cool is that? And you have to be excited about this opportunity to, and then you have to get me all of these folks autographed. Will you work with all of these? Will you be working with Dr. Dre and DaBaby and all those people? Who is DaBaby? It's DaBaby and another one, right? There's one in Charlotte and there's one in Atlanta. Which one is it? It's
like... Yes, sir.
tell us about your internship.
Okay, so I actually got the internship because I stayed up to date with the internships that TMCF offers, which is the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. It is with Interscope Records through the Universal Music Group internship program for HBCUs. I had to go through two interview processes, and then I spoke with my supervisor, and they just thought I was perfect. I'm also from Fayetteville, so they thought that stood out to them because Interscope works with Dreamville Records, and Fayetteville is known as Dreamville, so I will also be doing some work with them. It starts June 1st. It ends in August. I'm hoping to get a full-time job with them or elsewhere. It doesn't really matter wherever the Lord leads me. So yeah, that's what I will be doing over the summer. I'm really excited. We'll be working on a lot of projects with artists that interest me. So yeah.
Yeah. So where will you be going? I mean, where will you be?
So it would have been in LA. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's virtual right now. So I would just be staying in Winston until that's over. And then I will be moving wherever this other job opportunity I have takes me. I haven't really disclosed that information yet. So I'll keep you updated, Chancellor.
Well, I mean, please do. Great work in terms of that. And then the internship with Lewis. Tell us about your internship with the Milwaukee Bucks. Man, that's got to be amazing. Do you have on the jacket?
I do. It's a half jacket. But it's not an internship, it's a job.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. No, my mistake. No, I know you have a job. You're right. Absolutely. Go ahead. Tell us about the job.
So within that job, I'm a full menu seller. So I sell full season ticket packages, fulls, partial halves, all Milwaukee Bucks events. I sell concerts, and it's all commission-based. Also have a base salary, but I have the chance to make the most money possible. It's really a great opportunity. Fun fact, I didn't even apply for the job. The team found me. They found me through a conference.
So tell us about that. And why the Milwaukee Bucks? You said they found you, but.
So for me, I had about 5 or 6 offers from other teams. But Milwaukee just was persistent. They reached out to me in October, and every month from October to March, I've had 2 calls every month. That alone stood them out to a different degree. Other teams would hit me up every once in a while, but this team, they made sure they contacted me. And even as a birthday present, well, I consider it a birthday present, they told me that I was their number one prospect for the program. It really like made my week. Taven can tell you because he was there when I got the call. It was great. But it's really a phenomenal opportunity. But why Milwaukee? Milwaukee is a young city. It's a city for people who want to grow. For me, I'm a military kid. I've lived everywhere. I have never lived in Milwaukee. I've lived in other places, but this place is different. It gives me a chance to kind of grow up. In a sense, be a man and not be so dependent on other people. So Milwaukee's far enough so I can really expand and I can start another legacy, another chapter to what I already have.
I mean, so you have the job. What comes along with the job? Do you get tickets to the game?
I will not disclose that information. I will not disclose that information. Jesus. But we can talk about that in June.
I will not disclose. Anthony Cupo. Can you say Anthony Cupo? You gotta be able to say that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yes.
Gotta be able to say people. Taven, he won't tell us because he know we'd be asking him for tickets. That's why he won't tell us that. I mean, I can't believe you guys. You guys are doing some of the most amazing things ever. I wrote all of this stuff down. It's simply amazing. And you guys are just ho-hum about it. Oh, well, I got it, you know. But I mean, this is big time stuff. The Milwaukee Bucks, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Camp Ramapo, and Interscope Records, the four of you. Those are four amazing opportunities that you guys have. And you're gonna go and you're representing Winston-Salem State University. I am so proud of each and every one of you for that. Congratulations. I can't wait to see you. Let's see make sure I got everybody's graduation. Taven, when is yours?
It's on Friday at 9 a.m.
Friday, 9 a.m. Lewis.
Friday at 9 a.m.
He's at 9 a.m. Tadrina.
Friday, 9 a.m.
Oh, you at 9 a.m.
Angela. Yes, sir.
Friday, 9 a.m.
Everybody's Friday at 9 a.m. Oh, man. I look forward to seeing you guys there. Take us out in terms of parting words to future Rams. Tell our audience, those individuals who are thinking about coming to Winston-Salem State University, tell them why they should come here and what should they make sure that they do once they get here. So let's do that. Let's do a round robin with this, beginning with Angeli. You're going to help us do some recruiting here.
So I have to say, when you get here, make sure you network. Make sure you become comfortable with being uncomfortable. But Winston-Salem State, you will not get the education anywhere else as you will get at Winston-Salem State University. I'm getting a little sad now.
Don't be getting sad on me either.
I'm sorry. It's just hitting me like, oh my goodness, we're about to be gone. But yes, it's just network. Make sure you get take leadership roles, anything just to grow as a person. That's my advice.
Great. What do we got? Lewis, take us out with your words.
So for me, Winston-Salem State University is family, but how I can see Winston-Salem State is kind of like a buffet. We have a little bit of everything, you know, just pick and choose what you want to get, and whatever Winston-Salem State provides you, it's up to you to what you do with it. You know, you can do anything at Winston-Salem State. You know, you could be going to Interscope Records. You could be with Nancy Pelosi. You could be going to New York. You could be working for the NBA. You know, personally, Winston-Salem State is family. Winston-Salem State is empowerment. And most of all, we're here to serve you, no matter what it is. Every alum that I became in contact with has been willing to help me and any person that I've ever met that is a student here at Winston-Salem State University. We're here for you.
Thank you, Lewis. We appreciate it. Taven.
What I would say is WSSU is going to give you the tools you need to be successful. And the Ramley is going to help you put those tools that you got to use and actually go out there and use them. When you come to WSSU, I would highly recommend you to get involved on campus, get involved on campus as much as you can to build those connections and meet those people and get yourself out there.
Fantastic. Tadrina, you get the last word.
I would say, one, stay true to yourself, and two, be very intentional and genuine with every connection that you make. WSSU is always, always, always about stepping outside of your comfort zone. So please do that and use the resources that are on campus. There are people there who are there to support you the whole step of the way. You know, be very proud of the institution that you attend. I promise you school spirit will take you a very long way. And if you need anything, I'm here. I'm a very proud alumna. So just hit me up.
Thank you. I mean, thanks to each and every one of you. I mean, thanks for hanging out with me on Future Focus. I mean, it's such a great show. I look forward to graduation. I'm trying to get ready. I know it's going to be emotional. Graduation is always emotional, but I think this one more so than ever before. I'm proud that we were able to do this for you guys because you deserve it. The experiences that you have here, has changed this university. It will never be the same because of the fact that you came this way. And so I thank you. And I'll see you. I'll see you Friday at 9 a.m. Thanks for joining us on Future Focus Now. And as always, we'll see you next week on another edition of Future Focus Now.